because Spanish was losing its hold on Texas. So they sent a whole bunch of young men, and he was one of them. He came and married, and in fact, he married one of, my husband is a relative of the Kleberg, of the King's Ranch. On the wife's side, Sarita, was Bella. She's a relative to my husband. She was. And the saint was passed on from family to family. It belongs to my husband now. It has been passed on for 205 years.
San Antonio?
Yes.
So where do you keep something like that?
You won't be impressed when you see it. I'll bring it over.
You mean that is San Antonio?
Yes. Well, it is San Antonio. It was brought over from Spain. If you will look at the coins, you will find that some of them no longer exist. Do you know what they stand for?
No, ma'am.
Every time somebody had trouble, they'd say, now if you grant my wish, in return I'll give you a coin. It's a Spanish custom.
So you give the saint a coin?
A coin. This is a recent one. Some people who are in trouble, who need something like, they have some very big problem and they pray to San Antonio and say, now if you consider this and make me well, or if, then I'll give you a coin. It's a very old Spanish custom.
Now, these are all different kinds of coins.
Yes, because they're 200, some of them are 205 years old. So you can imagine some of them no longer in existence.
Well, now they're Mexican and
yes, because there was no Mexico, as I told you, at that time, Texas, there was no such thing as Texas and Mexico.
And then there, what is this coin? It says USA Fred W.
Wasn't that cool? Some of the people paid their workers with coins from a private enterprise, then they couldn't spend their money elsewhere. Like the owner of a ranch.
So like Fred
was some wealthy merchant rancher. He had handymen working at the ranch. He'd pay with a coin like that. But it was good only at his store.
So you had to deal with it?
Yes.
And it has a number on the back, 645-0009. So that's good.
It was very common.
Now, what are these other little things hanging on the chain here?
This is fun. Like, for example, this. This probably had a headache. So that's a head.
So they put a head on it?
Yes.
Now, what is this? Is this cut out of a coin or something?
No. They sell this for the special purpose of miracles granted. This one probably had a broken arm.
So put an arm on. And what about this one? This is a whole figure.
No, that's just a miracle that they wouldn't give. They don't want it known. No specific, so it's...
So you put the whole...
Yes.
And then this is...
That's a whole person, too.
So that would be a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Each of those consists of one miracle.
What about a cross?
Somebody loved the cross pretty much, and they sacrificed it by giving it away. Usually you sacrifice one of your most valued possessions.
And here's another head. Is that probably for another
probably head? Probably a headache. I don't mean a headache. It could have been an eye. It could have been something concerned with the head.
And
or maybe even finishing a college course. I don't know. It's just something to do with your head.
And so, like, all these different coins on here
represent different miracles.
That is really amazing.
These he brought from Spain.
Those are the original?
Yes.
Is this a rosary?
Rosary.
It's a very small one.
Probably that's what they were given to the cadets. Remember, Spain was a very Catholic country.
That's a very beautiful statue.
Anyway, they were granted that porción right near San Antonio. And Antonio was his name, and Antonio was his patron saint.
So this place is named San Antonio. Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Antonio.
Antonio Pena?
No. No. In fact, his last name was very much different. I don't know. I'll have to look it down. It ended with an EZ, but it was not Pena.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. That's really amazing. All those coins are...
I take good care of it. It belongs to my husband now.
Where do you keep something like that? Do you keep it in your house? Or
I keep it in my bedroom. I feel so safe with it. For some reason. Yet, I have never asked him for anything.